So, are you familiar with this song? I know, Stairway to Heaven, right? Wrong. It's Taurus, written by the late Randy Craig Wolf for the long-defunct band Spirit. Here's Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. Just recently, a judge cleared the way for a trust representing the late Randy Wolf to sue Led Zeppelin for plagiarism. It's raising all kinds of legal questions. Led Zeppelin says Wolf can't own the song. He wrote it as a work for hire for someone else. Under copyright law, they own it. Wolf's estate says he actually wrote it first for his wife. Amanda Bronstadt is with the National Law Journal. She joins us from the studios of NPR West. And Amanda, so it's now risen to the level of the National Law Journal. Tell us more about what Wolf's trust is saying.
Basically, they are saying that the first 2 minutes, about 2.5 minutes, of Stairway to Heaven were actually copied from a song that he wrote called Taurus back in, it was actually 1967, copyrighted. And they are basically saying that this was a plagiarized bit from the Stairway to Heaven intro, the guitar intro that's so famous to everybody.
Aren't they also saying that they're further suspicious because, is it possible that Led Zeppelin opened for them? Have I got that right?
Well, part of their argument is that in the very early days, Led Zeppelin actually played at least 3 separate venues in the United States along with the band Spirit that wrote Taurus. There's some debate. Obviously, Jimmy Page and Robert Plant are responding by saying, we don't remember any of this. We don't remember the band Spirit, and we don't remember the song Taurus.
Well, and that brings us back to the plaintiffs who are saying what about that claim?
Well, they actually haven't addressed that specifically other than saying that we have a number of witnesses that we're going to put in the trial, which is coming up on May 10th, that are going to say that, no, actually, you spoke with a number of the band members, including Randy California. There was actually a motion filed by Jimmy Page and Robert Plant saying that they need to exclude evidence of their drug and alcohol use because apparently the trustee is actually wanting to use that information to explain why they don't remember at least those 3 venues and why they don't remember the band.
Let's just repeat that. The plaintiff's lawyers are planning to use the tack that the members of Led Zeppelin don't remember having met the band Spirit or hearing the song because they were drunk or using drugs, and members of Led Zeppelin don't want their past drug history to be submitted. It's right there, that's just amazing. But putting that aside, people have been picking up on this, including Ty Burr from the Boston Globe, who reminds us that Jimmy Page and Robert Plant were known as among the most skillful borrowers and biggest beneficiaries of especially African-American blues artists. And in 1972, Chess Records sued over their Bring It On Home. It was based on blues legend Willie Dixon's song of the same name. The Lemon Song, which was a Howlin' Wolf song, and they have settled out of court. They've been here before.
Well, they've never been in a trial. That's right. What makes this very different. They have settled. Some of these are were not things that went to court, but some things were legal cases that they settled confidentially.
Well, but then it gets into even deeper weeds, which is, as Ty points out, a lot of white musicians of the 60s and 70s and 80s ripped off music from black musicians who didn't get a chance to sue.
Well, I think the trustee is actually going to make some arguments based on what he's already put in court filings, that there's a history here. And I think he's going to try to make that an argument. Of course, Robert Plant and Jimmy Page have also filed a motion to exclude any reference to prior settlements or legal cases or claims about plagiarism in their other songs. So we'll see if that becomes part of the trial as well.
Yeah. Who is the trust? I mean, these are children. I mean, where would this money go?
They've raised some questions about the trustee, who is not a family member. He was an appointed trustee. Randy Craig Wolf actually passed away several years ago. His mother then passed away, leaving this in the name of a guy named Michael Skidmore. Basically, there's been some arguments back and forth about the legitimacy and the motivations behind that trust and that trustee.
Well, we now hear that there's a lot of music experts getting ready for this trial, especially after the last big plagiarism case. Robin Thicke successfully sued by Marvin Gaye's estate for using parts of Gaye's Gotta Give It Up in Thicke's song Blurred Lines. But Marvin Gaye's family won $7.4 million. That was a record. So what's the anticipation about this trial?
Well, it's interesting that case has actually come up in some recent filings. I think there's going to be a lot of similarities in one major key point. Both of the songs that are at issue were copyrighted before 1976, and that means they fall under a Copyright Act of 1909. And what that means is that the copyright was actually for the written composition, not the recording, the sound recording. And what's going to happen is the music experts on both sides are going to have some arguments back and forth about whether they can play the sound recording of the songs to the jury. Because some of the times when you hear a song, you hear things that aren't actually part of the copyright, maybe the way the instruments sound or the way the person sang it. This was a major, major issue in the Blurred Lines trial. So we'll see how that plays out as well in this case. Same type of issue.
By the way, this judge who says that a case can go forward, and it's going to, also disagreed with Wolf's trustee, and I'm reading from your notes, that there was a striking similarity between the two songs, but he did find that there was enough evidence of substantial similarity. What does that mean?
What that means is this was in the April 8th summary judgment ruling, and he basically said that the trustee was trying to make a case, hey, it sounds exactly the same, that's striking similarity. And he said, no, not exactly. However, the judge said that there was substantial similarity based on the fact that these bands did play and perform at the same venues. So there's a very plausible likelihood that Led Zeppelin did hear this song. He also said he disputed an argument from the Led Zeppelin band members that this was a what they referred to in court filings as a centuries-old descending chromatic line, meaning it's been out there forever, and this is not a, you know, specific to Taurus type of sound. And he basically said, no, it's not quite that simple. There's actually similar pitch and that sort of thing. So, you know, that was basically why he decided not to throw out the case completely.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, Amanda, scheduled for May, that's right around the corner. Is it your sense that it's going to happen, or do you think something might be settled beforehand?
You never know. I mean, obviously anything could happen. I do know that there was a filing by one of the lawyers for Robert Plant saying that he has cleared his European schedule, which begins on July 1st, so that he would make an appearance in court. They're obviously getting ready.
Amanda Bronsted, who's been covering the Led Zeppelin plagiarism lawsuit for the National Law Journal, speaking to us from the studios of NPR West. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, let's listen a little more. That $7.4 million settlement to Marvin Gaye's estate. Here's Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines. And the court ruled it was plagiarized from Gaye's Gotta Give It Up. Then there was George Harrison's My Sweet Lord. Harrison was ordered to pay nearly $2 million when a judge ruled he unconsciously plagiarized from the Chiffons' He's So Fine.
He's so fine.
Do-lang, do-lang, do-lang.
Wish he were mine.
Here's Vanilla Ice's 1990 hit, Ice, Ice Baby. He settled out of court with David Bowie over similarities with Under Pressure. So, unconscious, George Harrison would never steal, or sheer theft, what's your favorite? Coldplay's Viva La Vida? One of my favorite guitarists, Joe Satriani, noticed it sounded a lot like his If I Could Fly. They settled out of court. Let us know your favorite, herenow.org.